return flight home from Chicago just last month. I was with Nan Querry and Jill Springer as we flew home from Chicago, having been at a church event for new congregations. Now, I don't fly regularly anymore, and I always forget the systems in place that remind me that I don't fly regularly. So first class and reward members and the gold standard, you go here and you go first and you get like a half inch extra of leg room, right? I think, maybe a little more. Well, so preparing for this return flight home, I made it into the pre-check line through security. I'm not sure I've ever been in this line before, and I'm not sure how I got there, how I was selected for the pre-check, but the guy said, "You're in the pre-check line." And I said, "Okay, I don't know what that means." Nan knew, and she was laughing at me later. Anyway, so I go up, and there's no one in front of me at this line, and I begin to look for the bins, you know, where you put all your worldly possessions, like your shoes and your shampoo. So I'm looking for the bins, and I don't see any bins, and so I just start to take my computer out of my bag, because I know that I have to do that, right? And the lady standing there just has this big grin on her face, and she says to me, "Put your computer away, honey." And I said, "Where are the bins? Like, where are the bins? Like, I have to like practically undress here to go through security, right? Like, where are the bins?" And again, she's just got this wide grin on her face, and she goes, "You're in pre-check, honey. Just come on through." I was like, pre-check, okay. It felt like heaven. I don't know. I'd never experienced that before. Well, today, it's as if the prophet Joel has been put in charge of airport security. "Return," he says, and he's quoting the Lord, "return with all your heart." That's it. That's all we're told to bring. Put away your laptop, lady. Just bring your heart. There's no mention of lines to get into or bins to fill up or ID to show. In fact, he says, "Return with all of your heart, whatever state it's in." So bring your grief and bring your anger. Bring it all. And don't just bring it, but break it open. Rend your heart, we're told. Tear open your heart. Tear it open for the Lord. Be at your most vulnerable in front of the Lord your God. Lay it all bare. Bring your whole stinking heart. Which sounds awful, right? I mean, who wants to do that? To be vulnerable, that vulnerable in front of the Lord your Maker? That sounds terrifying, doesn't it? Because to return is to repent. That's what that word means. And you know what repenting does, don't you? It breaks your heart wide open. It shakes your heart awake to the fact that your heart has gone cold and that it has left the God that it is tuned to love. Repenting is to realize that your loves have gotten all out of order. You see, sin means that your love is disordered. It's disordered love. So returning with a heart torn open, well, it means the Holy Spirit has something to work with. Or as Glennon Doyle Melton says in her book, she says, "I came from love, and I am love, and I will return to love." You see, to return is to be open to who God is and to know that no amount of security measures will keep God from loving you, forgiving you. Now, we all want to wait till we have it all together, right? We want to make sure we look good and that our lives are in the right shape before we return. Don't wait. Don't wait to return until your life is supposedly where it's supposed to be. Don't wait to return until it feels right. Don't wait to return until things are neat and tidy. Because the point of returning, the point of repentance is to arrive in a heap of a mess. That's what repentance does to you. It makes you a heap of a mess, a hot mess. Because, you see, when we are left to loving and forgiving, when we figure out how that's supposed to work, we create lines and classes and order and bins and surveillance. But God, when God's in charge of that, God does away with the bins and the screening and the ID check. And instead, when God's in charge, all God says is just put all that crap down. Just bring me your heart. Bring me your broken, aching, cracked, and crooked heart. And we bring our hearts to a God who relents from punishing. We bring our broken and bleeding hearts to a God who is gracious and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That is the God who is telling us, return, return. Now, says Joel, now, return, says Joel. That's not, you, this side said that this morning. And then you all responded with, then afterward. Wait, what's going to happen after we return? Did you hear all that's going to happen? Well, we're going to dream dreams. That's what's going to happen. The Holy Spirit's going to get to work after our hearts are torn open for the Lord. It's when the Spirit really does have material to work with. So we're going to dream dreams. And your sons and your daughters are going to become prophets. Prophets of God. And they're going to tell you what it's like. What it's supposed to be like when God lives right there in the center of your heart. And Joel goes on to say that there will be dreams like you've never dreamed before. Maybe even like Katie's dreams or her mom's dreams. And they're going to be dreams that you've never dreamed in your wildest dreams. And you'll wake up blinking and wondering that there is no line, that there is no pre-screening, that there are no bins for you to qualify. Those dreams blow that away. And then, says Joel, there will be visions, wispy and real all at the same time, of what life is like when we have returned to a life with God, when our hearts are in God's hands. You see, this powerful Holy Spirit will work with your heart and with your life, and you will never be the same. We're all dismembered, aren't we? We've all been separated, dismembered into lines, into parties, into classes, into races, into neighborhoods. We've been dismembered into genders. We've been separated into lines according to what grades we get at school. Yet, we believe in a God who remembers us. Not just recalls us fondly, but actually brings us back together, remembers us into community, remembers us into God's love and God's forgiveness. You see, he reassembles us. He puts our broken and bleeding hearts back together, not because we've passed through the proper security successfully or because we got all of the right stuff in the right bins and it passed muster. No, God remembers us because God is gracious and merciful and abounding in steadfast love. So return. Return this Advent with your broken heart, broken open for God. Because the good news is you're in pre-check, honey. Just come on through. And we say, thanks be to God. Amen. Thank you.